Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey there. Need a breather from the breaking news? Then you're in the right place. Each Saturday, we focus on stories that remind us of the good stuff happening. You know, the kind of stuff that brings a smile to your face. One college dorm surprised their hall's security guard with a really thoughtful gift.
We just want to do something nice for someone who really deserved it.
Plus, what's the cheapest new way to get to the edge of space? Riding a balloon, apparently. From CNN, I'm Krista Bowe, and this is 5 Good Things. Lots of attention was on the WNBA draft this week, where Caitlin Clark, Camilla Cardosa, and Angel Reese were some of the NCAA stars to take their talents to the next level. It comes at a big moment for women's basketball, with viewership and ticket sales through the roof, and the next generation is paying attention.
Their performance on the court is allowing more people to look at them and have, like, favorite girl basketball players.
18-year-old Joyce Edwards is the Gatorade Player of the Year and committed to the University of South Carolina. That's the team that won the 2024 Women's NCAA Championship.
I mean, I'm just excited and I'm happy for the people who paved the way for me, like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. You know, you gotta give it up to them.
High school senior Leah Harmon's committed to the University of Miami. She got to attend this week's draft and said she could feel the excellence, energy, and love in the air.
I just think that it's really good to see as a player that's going into college and seeing what they did in college and the attention they brought to women's basketball as a whole this year just is really inspiring.
18-year-old Jelani Cambridge is committed to Ohio State, where she'll play alongside her older sister. Jelani thinks the entire freshman class has a lot to prove, but here's her advice for young women athletes.
Don't let the haters, you know, bring you down, honestly. You can do anything that a man can do. There are no limits to what you can do based off your gender. It doesn't matter.
Cameron Clifford from Oklahoma told me his 9-year-old son Cal's been asking for a pet octopus since he was 3.
He is absolutely infatuated with octopuses. And so we knew pretty quickly that it wasn't something that was just going to be a fad.
Well, last summer, Cameron told Cal he found out it was possible to actually own one.
Why are you crying?
That's amazing. I never knew I could do that. And that feels...
And Cal's emotional reaction is what inspired the family to go all in.
If you think about as a kid, like what would be like the world's greatest thing to happen to me? That was him right then.
So after months of intense planning and research, the Clifford family welcomed Terrence and started documenting their new pet chronicles on their viral TikTok account at DocToctopus. But things took an unexpected turn when they discovered that Terrence, or Terry for short, was actually a female that had laid eggs. It's pretty rare for female octopuses to live after this, but Terry did, and so did dozens of her babies.
It was something that not many people get to do or have the experience of seeing firsthand, especially in your kid's room in Oklahoma.
Now, Cameron says they found homes for all of Terry's offspring at research organizations and universities who can take good care of them. One dorm at Providence College teamed up to surprise their hall's security guard with a trip home to Nigeria for the first time in more than a decade.
We just wanted to do something nice for someone who really deserved it.
Daniel Singh, the RA, helped organize a GoFundMe to pay for James Mogaji's flights.
James is one of those people that will get to know your name and where you live, but also someone that's willing to be patient and talk us through it and give us advice so that we can improve.
The dorm spread the word about the fundraiser at school and on social media, and within a week, they had $3,000 of donations, and they were able to all surprise James with the money for his tickets home.
So we came together. Our gift to you is a trip to Nigeria, so.
I don't know how much I can thank you guys, man.
James was overwhelmed with emotion and teared up.
God, guys, how did I deserve this, man? Oh, my God, guys.
Love you, James.
And Daniel said there were a lot of hugs.
It's something that, it's a picture and an image that I'll never forget. It was just like, we're going to change this man's life.
So not only did James get to book his flights, but Daniel says donations hit over a whopping $30,000 after a video of the surprise went viral, all of which will go to James. I hope you take some time to stop and appreciate the beauty Mother Nature has to offer on Monday for Earth Day. Personally, my favorite trees to hug are cherry blossoms. In Washington, D.C., the National Cherry Blossom Festival just ended, where thousands of people visit from near and far to see the beautiful pink and red flowers bloom. Did you know that Japan gave the U.S. 3,000 cherry trees more than 100 years ago that now line the National Mall and Tidal Basin Reservoir? Well, the country just committed to plant 250 more trees there in 2026 to honor the U.S.'s 250th birthday. And the gift comes just in time, because construction crews are going to start removing nearly 160 of these trees soon, which is sad in the short term, but the National Park Service is doing it to strengthen the city's seawall for the long term against flooding, so even more of these iconic beauties can grow and blossom. Coming up, a new way to hitch a ride to space, helium balloons. Stay with us to hear how that could work after a quick break. But before we go, can't get enough of all this goodness? Well, then you've got to sign up for CNN's The Good Stuff newsletter for a weekly dose of more uplifting news and cute animal videos straight to your inbox every Saturday. You can find the link to sign up in our show notes. We'll be right back. Would you ride a helium balloon to the edge of space? CNN's Taylor Galgano's here to explain a new frontier in space tourism. Hey, Taylor.
Hey.
So how exactly does this work?
Yeah, so good question. A few companies are working on these near space adventures. Now, one is called Halo Space, where the plan is for a huge helium balloon to carry around a space capsule. And they just revealed their interior design of it, and the capsule can hold 8 people and has a toilet and everything.
Oh, wow.
And it plans to go all the way to the stratosphere, meaning you'll actually be in the atmosphere, Krista, and able to look back at Earth.
I bet the views are crazy, but I'm scared to ask how much it costs.
So their goal is to start offering 6-hour commercial flights in 2026 for, wait for it, $164,000 a person.
Whoa.
So granted, it is cheaper than some of the other options out there like SpaceX and Blue Origin, but it's definitely not cheap, Krista.
Oh my gosh, a 6-figure ticket for a 6-hour ride. Not gonna lie though, the idea of floating around the stars with just a balloon is a little scary, don't you think?
For sure. Halo says it's already completed 5 successful test flights, but yeah, personally, I don't do very well with heights, so I don't think I'll be saving up for a ticket.
All right, that's all for now. Join us tomorrow for the next edition of One Thing. Host David Rind sits down with CNN's Ivan Watson, who took a trip to Australia to see how events fueled by climate change affected the country's beautiful coral reefs, the wildlife, and more. 5 Good Things is a production of CNN Audio. This episode was produced by Taylor Galgano and me, Krista Bowe. Our senior producer is Fez Jamil. Greg Peppers is our supervising producer. Matt Dempsey is our production manager. Dan DeZula is our technical director, and Steve Lichtai is the executive producer of CNN Audio. We get support from Joey Salvia, Haley Thomas, Alex Manisseri, Robert Mathers, John Dianora, Lainey Steinhardt, Jameis Andrist, Nicole Pesaru, and Lisa Namorow. Special thanks to AJ Willingham, David Allen, Aaron Mathewson, and Katie Hinman. Thanks for listening. Till next time.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.